Genesis, Introduction. Its name derives from the book's first words, "In the beginning." We can distinguish three important divisions in the book. Theological writings. They refer to the creation of the world, paradise, and the first sin. These are stories. They are not history, but theology. They do not relate events that happened, but are fundamental messages about human beings, their relationship with God and sin. Very old traditions. The famous stories about Cain and Abel, the flood, the Tower of Babel. These are very old traditions, previous even to the history of Israel. The great history compilers of Israel found them, and they included them as a history of the origins, more legendary than historic, giving them a strong religious meaning. The history of the patriarchs. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are the fathers of the people. The origin of these stories is also rooted in legend. They have for us a symbolic value, and the authors were more interested in their religious messages than in the historical events in themselves. This history ends with a marvelous history of Joseph, one of the most beautiful stories of the whole Bible.